Hey there, my name is Pastor Darren Mdluli from the House of All Nations Christian Gathering, and I hope you guys had a beautiful and blessed Christmas and that you remembered that even as you were opening your gifts, there is the biggest gift that we received, and that is the gift of Christ Jesus. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall live and live with him in eternity." And the one of the other things is what we're currently chatting about, which is the God who speaks. One of the things and one of the biggest gifts that he gave us is the gift of hearing him. I'm reminded even right now as I'm saying this of Adam and Eve in the garden. The Bible says, and God was walking with them in the cool of the day. Now imagine you were able to walk with God, be able to tell him your problems, be able to tell him everything, your desires, everything that you have in mind that you often tell your friend that does not give you the solutions. Imagine being able to tell this to God who created the heavens and the earth and everything that is in it, and him responding and speaking back. Now, this is what we've been chatting about. And we've established that God speaks for relationship, not control. He invites you into partnership. Because when you go back into the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, "Then God said, let us make man in our likeness and image." And then he says, "Let them have dominion." Now, when God created man, he, in essence, stepped away from the affairs of the earth, not completely stepping away, but he created a relationship of partnership where he says, "I've created people that will have my character, that will be like me in spirit, and I'm going to do things with them through them." And this is what the apostles and the disciples experienced when the Holy Spirit came upon them, is they started to do things with God to the point where we start to see the apostle Peter walking in the streets and him being so filled with God and having built his discernment and built his relationship with God to the degree that when he walked past people, his very shadow was healing the sick. Hey there, my name is Pastor Darren Mdluli from the House of All Nations Christian Gathering, and we are chatting about the God who speaks and the beautiful gift that God has given us of relationship with him. And I wanted to, as we head towards the closing and towards the end, I wanted to just lay the finisher with Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. The Bible says, "You will hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk in it." You see, hearing and attentively listening leads to following. There's often a lot of decisions in our lives that we don't know which way to go. We don't know what decision to make or what we need to do in certain situations, to the point where we start consulting with other people that sometimes mislead us. But I wanted to point to you, the Bible says, "Acknowledge God in all your ways and he will make your path straight." If only the attention that you took in seeking the counsel of somebody else, if the first or your plan A was to actually to go and sit with God in the stillness and point what you want him to help you with out to him and actually sit with him long enough to listen and attentively listen, by that I mean, you would solve so many other things in your life and find yourself in a position of peace. Take it from me. I am somebody that overthinks. I'm somebody that spends a lot of time in my thoughts. I actually am a man of very few words, but very loud thoughts. But I've learned to quiet my mind and sit in stillness and actually listen to what God is saying. And I can guarantee you that it's brought me a load of peace. Hi there. My name is Pastor Darren Mdluli from the House of All Nations Christian Gathering, and you're catching the last part of the God who speaks. And I wanted to just leave you with these final closing thoughts and things to meditate on. the whole purpose of what I was sharing today, or what I've been sharing with you guys, is to break that notion and break the misconception that God only speaks to a certain group of people. And I wanted to establish as well that God does not only speak to those believers that have been in church for 20 years or 25 years. Even if you've just been born again today and have just received Christ as your Lord and Savior, I praise God for that. And I want to also just point that to you, that God is also speaking to you. In fact, He's been speaking even before you knew, or even before you could use your physical ears. And I know this might sound a bit confusing to others, but He says to Jeremiah, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. And He says, before you were born, I had already established my mission for you as a prophet to the nations. And so even before we are here, He had already had the intention of speaking to us. He was already speaking to us. And so what I wanted to leave you with is this: God is speaking. And if you've been tuning in, I also want you to know that you are learning to hear. So as you continue with this journey, I want you to stay sensitive and keep listening. God loves you, that He sent His only begotten Son. And if you haven't started and built that relationship with Him, or have been uncertain about it, I want to tell you that He can resolve everything that you have in your life that's going on. I speak from personal testimony. And I want to invite you to receive Him and actually have Him in your life. God speaks.